now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix. Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, my very special guest is Robert Stanley. Robert Stanley has been a guest with us in the past. He has had a lifelong pursuit of modern and ancient mysteries. Robert has traveled to 59 countries in 59 years. His quest for unique ideas and information has led him to research and write about many controversial topics. His ongoing investigations have been featured on television, radio, print, and the internet. Born in 1959, Robert is a native of Los Angeles, California. He grew up in Malibu and in 2008 moved to southern New England with his wife, son, and dog. In 2015, he relocated his family to Asia. He enjoys surfing, hiking, motorcycles, tennis, photography, and composing music, and he's an outstanding researcher in his own right. His website is unicusmagazine.com. So without any further ado, Robert Stanley, welcome back to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Hi, James. Thanks for having me.
Well, here we are. It's a new year. Yeah. 2018 has passed under the bridge. A lot of stuff. I mean, if you were to look back at 2018, do you see any milestones? Do you see any kind of gestalts or shifts that, you know, may herald good news or at least something, you know, 2019, 2020 going forward?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. On my website, unicusmagazine.com, the homepage, if you scroll down there, you'll see an article about how the Earth shook on November 11th. That would be 11/11/2018. The Earth, entire planet shook for 20 minutes. No one was killed in that, thank God. It's indicative of what's really happening. It's been going on for a while, and it's gonna get more intense. So if you want more information on that, like I said, it's in my homepage on the website. But I knew this was coming. I was informed about this in year 2013. I was still living in Rhode Island at the time. And I'd asked mentally, telepathically to my whoever's out there, the benevolent ones that I feel I'm in contact with. I wanted to know how they were going to help resolve the situation here. Not exactly fix it for us, but help us to help ourselves out of this jam. So that's what they showed me, was that there was going to be waves of energy washing over the planet and that it was going to wake everybody up over a period of time. And that time is running out. So that's also why if you go to the homepage at unicusmagazine.com, you're going to see something very unusual, and that is the Jedi message for mankind. And it has a lot to do with what we're discussing here. I'm not sure it's going to actually play out exactly like I did in the message there, but it could potentially. If there's going to be an intervention by benevolent beings, it probably will look something like that. I think that's kind of where that all came from. And also, it was just, I was trying to give people something positive to think about as far as, you know, the changes that are coming are going to be unlike anything we've experienced in modern history. But you got to understand that what we think of as modern history is just a blip on the radar. There's a lot of history that we're not being given access to. This planet has gone through a lot of changes, many different versions, I guess you'd call it, of Earth. So what's coming next, I think it's going to be phenomenal.
I think you're referring to that seismic episode where seismologists were kind of baffled because there was something that happened under the ocean and around the world.
Yep.
It was some kind of strange frequency that seismologists said in so many words, they didn't want to come right out and say it was artificial, but they said they've never come across anything like it, and it seemed to last for a long time.
Well, 20 minutes is a long time, and it typically for the entire planet to shake like that, it's something that we would consider to be relatively strong, but on cosmic terms, that's nothing. It's a gentle breeze, actually. And again, I think this is done by the benevolent ones on our behalf. Because if, you know, they weren't benevolent and they wanted to just basically destroy everything, another mass extinction would have occurred at that point. 20 minutes is enough time to basically destroy everything that we've built.
And also in the recent past, and I don't know if they're all necessarily ET related, but it makes one wonder. We had this incident in New York where the sky lit up and, you know, there was big blue light. And then there was this big, large lit up cloud, for lack of a better term, which tells me that it wasn't necessarily like a power outage, that there was something atmospheric going on. And then also we have the drone's cover story, the notion that a drone can shut down in a major airport like Gatwick and some of the other ones. I'm starting to feel, if I didn't know any better, that some of these entities are starting to make their presence felt again, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of the reasons that the dark forces are acting increasingly desperate. And of course, people that are aligned with the dark forces are, that's why they're acting hysterical. And, or, I mean, it's like a temporary form of insanity. If you noticed, it's becoming increasingly prevalent in the news every day. You know, extremists, whether they be on the left or right spectrum of so-called politics or religion, people are acting out, and it's because they're losing their grip on reality as they know it. And of course, they don't articulate it that way. But what's happening is that the dark side is, like I said, they are so desperate to retain control that they are doubling down on their dirty deeds and just trying to panic people into doing things that are absolutely stupid. But the unintended consequences for all that is it's actually serving to wake other people up that are maybe not even involved. They're just observing this and saying, wait a second, this is completely nuts. What's going on here? Why are these people acting this way? This makes no sense. None of this makes sense. And so it is as it was shown to me back in 2013. People are waking up, whether they want to or not. Pretty much everybody is, at the very least, aware of the fact that we've been misled. And that there's a lot more that we need to know or do. I mean, see, this is the thing. We cannot really fully make good choices unless we have good information. You know, if we're basing our choices on lies and misinformation or fake news or whatever you want to call it, naturally the outcome is going to be bad. It's really, you know, we're basically agreeing to let somebody manipulate us. And so this is why all of the systems have to fail. And it's, again, I'm sure this is why the benevolent beings are doing this gradually, is because if it was too sudden, it would be so much of a shock that a lot of people couldn't handle it. I do know, though, that some people simply are not going to handle it, and they'll probably have a heart attack or something. They simply choose to check out or whatever, which way they choose to do it. Others will, who survive this turbulent time, this transition point, are going to choose to remain working with the dark side, knowing that they're doing that. Not because they're evil, it's just because they're afraid of what the alternative. They just can't fathom it yet. They're not comfortable with it, and we're not in a position to judge them. I'm just saying this is the way it was presented to me. We can't force them to do what we want. As much as someone, let's say, for example, a family member, you love them dearly and you're like, why would you want to continue down this path of the dark side? It's totally corrupt and cruel and, you know, crazy. And at some point you just have to respect the fact that they're not ready, that that's where they choose to be at this time. It's not permanent. So I'm just helping to put things into perspective, because I know this is going to be really painful for a lot of us who have loved ones that are making this decision. I do think they're in the minority, though. A third or the less of humanity is going to choose to continue down the path with the dark side.
And I have noticed in my own personal life, just observing events and observing people in society, that there does seem to be this divide taking place where the people that were borderline, let's say, unstable, I mean, they're flying off the handle in seven different directions now. Yep. And people that have worked very hard to stay grounded and stay stable, they're really starting to come into their own full potential. And another thing I'd like you to comment on also, Robert, is it seems to me that the powers that be, the government, if you will, have found themselves on the back foot because people aren't listening to them. People that are switched on aren't listening to them anymore. So it seems to me in the recent past, they've had to make themselves relevant in the field of UFOs and aliens. They come out with the F-14, or rather the Navy jet video a couple of years back. It seems like every week now some Harvard astronomer or somebody is making positive comments about ETs. It's like they're trying to throw their hat back into the ring.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them. I would probably would do the same thing if I was in a position like that, because, like, again, they're trying to cling to their positions of authority. And I don't see that happening. I think ultimately everybody is, it, like I said, everything has to be revealed. So a lot of this posturing and you know, it's just, it's all going to, the house of cards is coming down, like I said, but it's coming down slowly. And yes, there's going to be I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult in the near future before it gets better, what they call darkest before the dawn. There's going to be some really crazy nonsense going on. And this is the only reason I'm mentioning this, is to help people be kind of prepared, to not panic. You know, as I've told you before, one of the antidotes, I think probably the best way you can deal with what's happening here is to be calm, kind, and creative when others are being, you know, cruel and crazy and corrupt. It's the opposite. It is the polar opposite of that. And it'll help protect you. And it'll also help in a positive way. It becomes rather infectious, or people feel it when you're in that zone, when that frequency, that energy pattern, it has a positive effect on other people as well. So that's what I would recommend as we go through these next couple of years.
And there's also been a sea change in the mindset of many military people and ex-military people, where they no longer just go along with what the superiors say. They say, wait a minute, it's like we've been sold a bill of goods. More and more people are resigning their commissions. More and more people are refusing to enlist. More and more people are not re-upping. So we're seeing a major sea change in the military field also.
Yeah, that was kind of one of the surprising things that came out of that Jedi Message for Mankind that I produced on YouTube. The Federation, Confederate Republic, whatever you want to call the benevolent beings, their form of governance would not permit us to have a military or groups of military on this planet the way we currently do it. It's too dangerous for everybody, for all life, basically. And so one of the requirements for becoming a member for this planet, for our group of, you know, humanity, becoming a member of this galactic community, is that we have to, they would basically take away all our toys and institute and disband all military as we currently know it. However, they would then institute an automated defensive capability only, and that would be for the entire planet, not just a particular country against another country, because that is a form of slow suicide for a species. So it is a form of insanity, actually. And the dark side has done a masterful job at selling us all the tools that we need to basically kill ourselves and the planet. So that has to be taken away at some point in order for the planet to continue.
Yes, it seems that along that vein, what the powers that be and the dark forces have decided to do was, you mentioned automation a moment ago, it just push in this dark AI direction where decision making in a fraction of a second is taken up more and more by machines, more and more by computers, taking the human element out. It's almost like they don't even trust their human minions anymore to do the dirty work.
Well, the problem is AI is a very misleading term. It's actually synthetic life. It mimics real life because, well, it is. It's based on biological systems. And it's synthetic life forms that actually learn and adapt. And the real problem there is, who are they, whose image are they created
yes.
under, right? And so this is the problem. Mimicking our behavior. They're learning from our bad behavior, how to compete with us, like any living system. So, yeah, that is a huge issue. And so if the benevolent ones were to intervene in order to sustain life on this world, they would, like I said, institute an automated system. But you could set rules into a synthetic life form that's all it's designed to do is defensive capabilities only. That is possible. You can do that from the very onset.
In my research, I've come across some of the work of some of the Russian investigators, and they talk about apparently some kind of defensive system put in by an advanced, perhaps alien civilization in Russia to knock out incoming asteroids and perhaps thwart incoming invasion fleets.
Yeah, it's called either the Zone of Death or the Valley of Death in Siberia somewhere.
Yes.
Somewhere. Kind of want to go there just out of curiosity, but it's an automated system of defense for asteroids. Maybe something even more. I don't know, but of course you can build something like that. It's just for defensive purposes only. The problem, like I was saying before, we got cut off here. Coincidentally, we got cut off when I was talking about disbanding the military. Of course, there's going to be people. Yeah, you can bet there's going to be people that are opposed to that because they're still serving the dark side, whether they know it or not.
What we're seeing is this kind of shuffleboard effect, even in the upper reaches of the Trump administration. People that we were led to believe were fixtures in the administration, they've been bounced out. Other people being put in. There's all kinds of upheaval. Geopolitically as well. It's like, you're right, it seems like the forces of darkness, they're shooting for all the marbles now. It's like they're working towards a time window, and that window is closing on them.
Yeah, I don't think most people know this that are in the system, but obviously somebody does. I mean, and the dark forces that are in control of this world and have been for some time definitely know it. And that's why they're becoming so, they're acting increasingly desperate. And so when you see people, the average citizen running around acting like completely nuts, that is because they are becoming disenchanted. And I choose those words carefully, or that particular word actually has a meaning. Many of these people on this planet are enchanted.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so witchcraft, sorcery, sophistry, whatever you want to call it, it's a mind control thing. That's what we call it now, mind control or targeted individuals. Most people don't realize that there's various degrees of this, and essentially we're all being monitored and targeted to various degrees. So in the old days, our ancestors called that being enchanted because there was no other way to explain it. That was just the term that they used. So when the spell is breaking, and you're starting to basically wake up, even though you're not asleep, you're starting to it's sort of like being under anesthesia and you're starting to come out of it.
A lot of the critics, and there's always going to be, the glass half empty types, for example, the recent ongoing protest in France, a lot of people say, it's a distraction, it's a psyop. How can millions of people take to the streets openly calling out the EU, openly calling out all these bogus, corrupt policies? How could that be a distraction? I mean, that's an example of this consciousness being awakened and people just saying enough is enough.
You're right, but I don't agree with the way I understand why they're angry, but being violent and destructive is not going to solve the problem. It's one thing to say, look, we know you're screwing us. We want you to stop. We're going to force you to stop. You either stop or we will literally just stop you at all, any and all, by any and all means. And it's like I said, it's turbulent. This is going to get worse before it gets better. However, when it does get better, when I say better, it's almost impossible for us to even imagine how quickly things can be turned around and how much better things are really. The potential has always been there. You know, it's just been suppressed, to say the least, on this world. We've been badly manipulated and dragged in down a path. A lot of us, it's just through deception. We agreed to do certain things under false pretenses. That's what I was saying before about being having an ability to choose or free will is great. The dark side, how they know that the loophole is if they get us to agree to certain things, then it's okay. I mean, not okay. It's bad for everybody. But in other words, they have a legal loophole there where they can say to the benevolent ones, look, they agreed to this. You can't intervene as long as they agree. So the way around it is that as far as the benevolent ones are concerned, is that they're sending these waves of energies, among other things, so that we can see through the lies and then make our choices accordingly.
What will happen eventually, a critical mass will be achieved. And that, it may not even take as many people as you know we think it would. It may not even require millions or billions. It's just a certain number of people just wake up enough to realize this whole thing, this whole construct is bogus. And you know, I'm not taking part anymore. And we're seeing this in different aspects of life. We're seeing it as far as people making choices in their life, as far as where they send their kids to school, as far as how they live their life, as far as what they put into their body. So we're seeing all across the board this gradual pushback, Robert, and that's really encouraging.
Right, and it's only going to increase as more people wake up. Now, the thing is, there is a date certain. I don't know what it is, but I have a feeling that the big event ends no later than 2022 by our current calendar. And that's because there would be a 10-year window from 2012 to 2022 is the final act of the dark side here. Because that the planet simply is not going to be able to sustain life as we know it much longer under the current conditions. And that's the way the benevolent beings are reading the tea leaves, is that they know this. And so they have been gradually turning up the volume. And so what will happen is the 2022, everybody will have had an opportunity to see what is going on and then make their choice as to which direction they want to go in the future.
2022 has come up in some of my investigations and some of my own intuitive work as well, Robert, as well as amongst those I regard highly. There is something to that because also they're really into numerology, 2022, 2226, 6 is 9, and et cetera, et cetera. It's like they have this window of time in which they have to get everything in place, but the cracks are starting to show. And so do you feel like they're going to push something of a 9/11 kind of something of a magnitude that big upon us sometime between now and 2022 to try to get everything in place and like shock and awe, or will there be an opportunity to knock that back and thwart it some way if that's in fact what they have in mind?
Yeah, they're going to try all kinds of things. I mean, they have a very limited repertoire. When it comes to these dirty deeds that they do.
They do things over and
Yes.
over.
Yes. And that's another reason, though, why that the more they keep doing it, the more people, the average person who's been very complacent in the past is saying, wait a second, I've seen this before. Come on, you know, it's so transparent. It becomes so transparent that it literally shakes them awake. And at that point, they're starting to question everything. And then more importantly, it's like, okay, so now what? You see the problem. What is the solution for you personally? It's not about some crazy cause about, you know, you got to save the entire planet. You need to choose for yourself because we all have a responsibility, but it starts with ourselves. And ultimately, that's, you know, that's the first and best thing that you can do is choose to act a certain way under even under the worst conditions. And that's what I was saying before about being calm, kind, and creative. I know it sounds overly simplistic, but it does change one's energy pattern and consciousness so that we're not constantly connected to the matrix, as some people call it, of the dark side.
Yes, I've noticed how better I feel just by staying away from social media. I mean, I've got to go on there once in a while to post things and stay in comms with certain people. But right. You know, by not being on there constantly and not scrolling and not getting plugged into that, it's really made a difference in my life.
Well, and generally speaking, it's anti-social media. And it's also – it's a technical way for people to be surveilled. They don't understand that they're agreeing to give up all their privacy by doing that. However, having said that, unfortunately, then I know this is going to bother some people. We don't have privacy. We never have. That's an illusion. The benevolent beings are monitoring everything that's going on here. And when I say everything, I mean everyone and every thought that you've ever had or ever will have, every emotion that you feel is being monitored. And it's not that they're voyeurs. They really, this isn't some freaking reality show for them. It's not entertainment. They're our family and they care very much, much like a parent would. You know how you have a baby monitor? It's not that you want to spy on your kid like all the time, but you know, sometimes you have to, if you're not in the room with them, you have to monitor what's going on in there for their own safety. And that's basically what the benevolent beings are doing. Unfortunately, the malevolent beings on the dark side are doing the same thing. They're doing it for a completely different purpose, of course. They want to have advantages over us as much as possible. And this is why they have multiple layers of surveillance, and social media is basically one of them.
One of the means that I found that the benevolents utilize to keep track of certain people and monitor them and safeguard them is by, at times, indwelling in certain people, hybrids, mm-hmm. if you will, and keeping track of them and getting them out of trouble at times, giving them insight and giving them downloads every now and then. It's like it's a game of cosmic chess in a way, Robert, where you know, certain people, think about them as bishops and knights and castles on a board. They're strategically placed here on the surface to do good works, whether it's out in the public eye or it's more behind the scenes and working in the local communities and whatnot. And I'm seeing more and more of these people that have been touched in this way really making an impact now. I'm really starting to see some of them really come to the fore.
Yeah, they don't, especially in the past, it's been very dangerous for benevolent beings, whatever capacity that they are serving here. They do not want they don't need publicity or acclaim or praise or money. That's not why they're here. And in fact, that is actually kind of dangerous to their whatever mission they're trying to achieve.
Yes.
So this is why they've been kind of in the background. But I was recently contacted by a healer from New Zealand, and he'd seen something that I've put out so much stuff on the internet. It's kind of sometimes I can't even imagine it, but he said he saw something. I was talking and he just felt something about my soul vibration or something. And anyway, he contacted me and we started having this amazing conversation. And so I did interview him, and that is on my website, unicusmagazine.com. And he said some amazing things about that particular group of beings you're talking about, and that they are very active. You know, some of them are in physical form. Obviously not all, and because there's just too many. They couldn't even fit on this world. You know, in the cosmos, there's just an enormous amount of life. And most of it, the vast majority of it, is benevolent and highly evolved. And we're part of that family, you know, and we've been cut off from it for far too long. And they do care. They really do care about our well-being. And more importantly, bringing us back into the family. You know, we've been isolated for just, like I said, I know it seems like a long time, but actually in the bigger scheme of things, it's not. But it was never meant to be forever. And I know a lot of people say, well, what are they, why, what's taking them so long? Because we're talking about beings that are immortal, or at least know they're immortal. We all, on a soul level, we're all immortal.
What myself and some of my colleagues have observed, Robert, is a lot of these people, I refer to them as ground crew. They are hybrids of one sort or another, but hybrids of the good sort, the good variety. And they've been strategically placed throughout the planet. And many of them have a time delay thing where they activate, the alarm clock goes off, and they seem to really get active and start working, oftentimes behind the scenes. And they have to work behind the scenes, Robert, because they don't want to stick out like a sore thumb, because then they're going to get smashed. Now, with all these people all around the world that have this cosmic connection, they're being activated, and these benevolent groups are working through them. I'm absolutely convinced that that's happening at this moment.
Yeah, they're working with the ground crew, certainly. Yes. like boots on the ground. I mean, basically, yes. The thing is, you know, the benevolent beings, when they prosecute war, if you want to call it that, it's a little more strategic, and it's absolutely humane. It's not about being cruel or corrupt. It's trying to bring everybody up to another level. It's really more of a healing process. A restoration, I guess you'd call it. So what I was telling you before was that I've been contacted by some of these beings over the years. And recently, 2018, I was contacted again. And but I mean, this time it was just through an email. I've been kind of asking for this, was to sort of reconnect with these people since I started doing my radio show again about 8 months ago. And I was putting it out there. That I'd like to actually have somebody on the air that represents the benevolent beings, if not is a benevolent being from off world. And I thought I was going down that path, and actually, you know, you got to be careful with this thing, because there are dark beings that are disguising themselves. You know, they pretend to be, they're basically wolves in sheep's clothing. So that's always an issue. And I've become a lot more aware of that, but this particular individual that contacted me, you can learn more about him on my website at unicusmagazine.com, and him and others. Actually, he's from New Zealand. There's another guy, Steve Richard, in Australia. Very interesting man. We had our second conversation, and he had some very interesting things to say. But it's just to, you know, to answer your point, or more directly elaborate on it, is there are beings that are benevolent, and they're doing things. Now, Steve Richard, he's doing this thing called holographic kinetics, and it's all about consciousness and kind of realigning things. And it's I think of it, if it was a computer and the hard drive is all messed up, you know, you got malware on there, and the whole thing is fragmented and stuff like that, or you got firewalls that are blocking, one doesn't communicate with the next. Our consciousness has really been fragmented badly. And there's all kinds of nonsense going on. So again, it's part of the healing process is reintegrating. We need to reintegrate not only here with each other on this world, but with the rest of the extended family off world. One of the guys that contacted me, like I said, from New Zealand, he calls himself Mauta Kumara, I think. Anyway, he's put together he represents a group of humans that are, as you said, the ground forces, the boots on the ground. And we've had an interesting conversation every time we communicate, but he is in near Cancun right now. And he goes around the world at these different conferences, and they do some energy work in different places around the planet. And they are going to be doing a web conference. I forget the exact date. It'll all be posted on my website at unicusmagazine.com. I keep saying that, but if you type that in, what you're going to get is my homepage. And I'm using that like is my bulletin board. If you've ever gone to like the Drudge Report or something, and you see all the stuff, kind of mine's a lot better looking than Drudge. I'm sorry to say, yeah, he's the number one guy for news. But I've actually upgraded my website considerably, and I think it looks great. I'm still learning some certain things about web design after all these years, but the content is fantastic, and the design is I think improved considerably. Also, if you're there, check out the library that I created. I've been wanting to do this for years and I wasn't exactly sure how to do it. And I finally figured it out. So better late than never. And if you like to read, first of all, you're in a minority. That was in the news this week. Most people only read, according to the news now, they say that most people only read 17 minutes a day, which is tragic. To me, that's tragic because I've always been a reader. I've always been a voracious reader of books and articles and whatever. And now email, I'm forced to read email. And I get a lot of it. But the point is that the library is phenomenal. I'm sorry I have to say that myself, but you know, it's growing. It has evolved, but it's at a very good place right now. If you like reading articles and books, free. It's all, you know, it's a free public library that I created. That's good. The radio show is great too because it has an archive. I mean, you can listen to it live if you want, but there's an archive there. And in the last 8 months, I think I've done like, I don't know, 50 something shows. And it's the reason I decided to go back on the air was because there's just so much happening. And I appreciate you having me on your show and I've done quite a few interviews, but it's, as you know, it's different when you're actually a host of a show. You're basically driving you're in the driver's seat, you know? So I wanted to take advantage of that while there's still time. And I don't mean the world's going to come to an end. It was what I was saying before. We've only got a few more years before things are totally different. If what I was shown by benevolent beings said that, you know, at some point in the very near future, we will have had enough time to wake up and decide where we want to go individually, not collectively, because you can't force somebody to make that kind of a choice. It's very personal, you know. Only they can really choose their path. And I know that's going to be painful for those of us who have loved ones that choose to remain in service of the dark side knowingly. That's a bitter pill, but it has to happen that way. And it's not forever. That's the good thing. That's what was made clear to me. And the only reason they made it clear, well, first I asked, you know, how can this possibly be resolved? I get the problem now. You've given me clarity on how really messed up things are, why it got like this. But come on, there has to be a solution to this. And that's when normally it doesn't come like that. Like when I first asked, you know, I think it was 2011 or, yeah, it was 2011. I was sitting there, basically the same spot. I was sitting there looking out over this beautiful waterway in Rhode Island, and I connected with them on a soul level, and I said, I cannot figure this out. I know that things are screwed up here, but I really don't understand how it got like this. Can you please give me some clarity on this? That was my first request, and it took them, I don't know, a few weeks. But over that period of time, it became obvious to me that I was being guided. I was given what I asked for, clarity, in ways that were actually very surprising to me. And nothing magical about it. It was just, you know, it was gradually they were showing me, saying, you know, look at this again. It was weird because some of these books and things that I'd read them before multiple times. And suddenly I was like, it was like looking at it for the first time. But more importantly, that it answered specifically, directly to my question or my request, you know, for clarity. So that I got the clarity. And then, you know, like a year or two later, I'm like, well, okay, I'm pretty clear on this. I see the problem. What's the solution? And it came like almost immediately. So they obviously been working on that one for a while because that it's not that complicated. I guess from their perspective, it's probably pretty simple, but they not only were they answering my question, I think they were trying. In fact, I'm sure they were trying to prepare me. They did. They were helping to prepare me mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever, for what's coming. You know, and we're already in it. Are we in it? That thing that happened last year, November 11th, that's not the only time that the Earth has been hit by waves of energy that the scientists cannot figure out where they're coming from or why. So some people call them super waves, and you know, usually it's very destructive, causing earthquakes and volcanoes and whatever. And we are definitely, the entire solar system, which is a bubble of energy called the heliosphere, is inside a large cloud of energy called what NASA calls the fluff. I don't know why. But yeah, I did say fluff. And people in the New Age movement call it the photon zone or the photon band. And there's a lot of speculation about what it is or what, but for sure it's changing us. It's for sure. And that's really what's driving climate change. It's not just this world. It's all the planets inside this solar system, the heliosphere. We've absorbed all that extra energy. And that's another thing that's baffling the scientists is there's so much energy in this cloud. They don't understand how come we're not like incinerated. They just can't understand it. They use benign terms like charged particles. It's a cloud of charged particles. You know, well, okay, we should all be supercharged then. And in some ways we are, but again, it's like, the computer analogy, you can add more juice to the computer, but it's, unless it's running smoothly, unless all the systems are coordinated, it's not going to function faster. You know, and that's where I'm using an analogy because I was actually working on my computer today. Again, it's been kind of an ongoing, it's an ongoing battle. I think everybody goes through this, right? Your computer starts running slowly and you got to figure out how to fix it or clean it or whatever. But it's not a bad analogy actually for our consciousness can get segmented. In fact, mind control, usually through trauma, is deliberate and it actually does create segmentation in our consciousness. So-called alter personalities, or multiple personalities. Those are just partitions in your hard drive. And the problem is that at some point, you lose integrity, meaning not just what you might think. What I'm speaking of is like there's a conflict going on internally. So it's not that the integrity is compromised. So it's this is done to us deliberately. So I do think that as we heal, it's going to feel good. But it's also going to, for some people, it's going to scare them to death. And, or it will cause them to go even deeper into the dark side. And it's there for them. It really is. But I don't think that we're going to continue down this path of duality where we're constantly, those of us who are healthy, awake, and aware, and are peaceful and benevolent, you know, we can't coexist with those that are serving the dark side. It's simply impossible.
It's like oil and water. I mean,
yeah.
You look across the board where the people that were, you know, potentially borderline unstable, they've gone, become unhinged. Animal cruelty incidences has gone up.
Yep.
All kinds of things of a really malevolent, dark nature have increased. And I think that's definitely a function of these waves coming in. And some people refer to it as the galactic super wave from the galactic core, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's affecting people at different levels. And those people that have that inner shadow they haven't quite resolved or worked with, it's going to cause a lot of them to become unhinged. And we're seeing this in the political sphere where we're seeing these politicians say the most off the wall, bizarre things. And they're having to work really hard to cover their tracks so they don't come off looking like complete lunatics, right? Because what they're trying to do in many ways, Robert, is they're trying to push their lunacy onto us and make it seem like it's normal and that we're the whack jobs for not going along with it.
I know. And the harder that they push, the unintended consequences is it wakes more people up who've been basically on the fence. Because, you know, the truth is, if you're fat, dumb, and happy in your little cubicle, and you're not going to seek out any kind of new information or way of life. And so that's really where the problem lies, I think, and why this great awakening is it's a very difficult transition, but it's necessary, and ultimately it's going to have I think, you know, we're going to have to learn some new words to describe the, you know, reality. It's just because, honestly, the language has been corrupted too. So I can't even really adequately describe to you what I feel the future is going to look like.
And I believe we're going to go into a level of strangeness by most standards,
yeah,
that even people like you and I are not accustomed to.
I agree.
I think that that's part and parcel of this change. And you made a very good point about the ones that were, you know, fat, dumb, and happy, not picking on obese people, but it just a turn of phrase.
No, that's just a saying.
Yeah, just a saying. Because what I've noticed, Robert, is only when it becomes personal do people start to care.
Right.
Like, you know, in the past, everything was an outward projection. Okay, better thee than me, right? But yeah. Now, with so many things coming down the pike, all these social service programs being impacted all across the board, people are being hit right in the pocketbook where mm-hmm. it's the most. Now it's up close and personal. So people really have a choice of either they just roll over or they say, okay, well, I have to make the adjustment, because obviously the powers that be, the government, whoever's behind this is not, they've got their own agenda. So I've got to make my own choices for what's right by me and my family. So again, I think the harder they push, the more desperate they become, the more mistakes they make. And that gives people like us an opportunity to capitalize on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see it as a competition so much as it is a compassionate act to heal the planet, to restore it.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, but again, logistically, that's a really tough thing to do without causing even more trauma. But it's essential. You know, from my perspective, and I'm sorry to say this, but I just don't think that this system is sustainable. If you really look at it in an objective manner, it's just too much. The planet can't handle it. And all of these systems of the dark side are not really life-supporting anyway. They're not life-sustaining. It's
entropic. It just seems to be coming part of the seams.
Yeah, so that's why they say it's a law. Yeah. They think entropy is a law, but that's just their rule the matrix.
Exactly. They're trying to get us to go along with this notion that as things become more complex, they become more chaotic, but that's actually the other way around. On a galactic scale, you know, things are scale invariant. The things are more cohesive and make more sense. What they're trying to do is say, look, chaos and disorder and mayhem is normal. Get over it, right?
Well, it's a perspective. It's valid enough that they can sell it to some of us, but not all of us. And increasingly, they're losing that. It's a control thing. They're losing a lot of people, and it's going to increase like that the next couple of years. People are going to see through the lie, or the lies. Actually, there's a lot of lies layered one on top of the next. One of the things that was sent to me recently was that the sun is not a plasma. So, you know, I do think the Earth is spherical. I do think, like, the sun and everything else is spherical. And, yeah, it's a construct to some regard, because everything was created intentionally. It's not an accident. But it's also very there's a great deal of reciprocity. In other words, it's all based on symbiosis, as opposed to the – it's just a misunderstanding. It's a distortion of reality to think that everything is based on parasitism. You know, the opposite of symbiotic is, I forget, but it's parasitic, basically. And so the sun is connected to all the other suns, etc. And that's how they share the load, the energy / consciousness, spirit, whatever. It's cycling around and around and around and around. And, once we start tapping into the cosmos, right now we've basically intentionally been cut off by the dark side so that they can control us more easily. Because they know that once we tap into that, we become it. And they can't control us. Once we have access to that much consciousness, and there's just a lot, like I said, it's the language that we currently use. It just is inadequate when it comes to who we really are and what we will eventually, it's like we've been diverted off of our path. I'll give you an analogy. So if you'd ever done any gardening and you have a plant that's in a pot and it becomes root bound and it's stunted, at some point you break the pot and put it in the ground and, well, my God, it begins to flourish. It thrives and it grows. It'll grow like incredibly. And if you nurture it, it's going to be a very powerful, healthy plant. So in that regard, our souls basically are the same thing. We have been sort of constricted here over a period of time. And on some level, it's actually made us stronger in order to survive it or deal with some of these challenges in ways that if we hadn't come here and experienced this, we would, you know. In other words, it's an opportunity. It's not a pleasant thing to think about, but it really has altered us.
It's kind of like a series of stressors, a series of tests.
Yeah.
Where you overcome one, you overcome one challenge, you overcome another, and you get stronger and stronger.
Right.
And those that can't keep the pace, those that don't have the will and the determination to push through, even when they're having setbacks, it's still push through. I think that's the part of the sad part. In a way, we have to kind of let people go. Like you talked earlier about an analogy example would be a loved one who chooses to go the dark side way. All you can really do is wish the best for them and hope they come to their senses eventually. Because if we spend too much mental energy and too much emotional energy, invest too much emotional energy in people that absolutely are heading in the wrong direction or serving the dark side, that turns into a huge distraction. We can't do what we need to do.
Right.
It's symptomatic also, Robert, of people that have not done enough self-healing, where they project outwards, they want to heal everyone, they want to save everyone. It starts with the first circle. We have to work on ourselves and our immediate surroundings and our family and then push forward. And if people want to come along, that's fine. But, we're not going to slow down or stop for anybody.
Well, yeah, and also if you get too close to them and like feel sorry for them, even though they chose that path, you can get sucked into their realm, their particular energy patterning. Like, a drowning person, if you get too close to them, they'll basically drown you too.
Yes.
Okay, so the other thing is the big difference between the dark side, the way it operates, and those who are benevolent. Dark side is all about competition, control, corruption. The benevolent beings are all about cooperation and collaboration and kindness, creativity. So, and there is no corruption because everything is transparent. You can't cheat people if everything's, all your cards are on the table. And, the thing is, they recognize that we're all family. Why would you cheat your family? Why would you compete against your own family? Normally you just help each other. That's what healthy families do. They help each other, especially in hard times. They help each other through it. And in happy times, they celebrate. They love each other and they're happy together. So that's the difference. And that's, again, I'm using terms that we can relate to. But if I had to elaborate a little bit further, I'd say what is coming is our true divine birthright. We will be reconnecting with that. And I think I've said this before, but I'll say it again, is that we were created by a creator to be creative. We are all gods in our own right. We are not God, the only one and only. I'm not even sure there is just one. Or even if it started off as one, fine. But you know what? At this point, it's obviously multiplying. And each one, each individuation of itself, like a cell dividing, it's unique. But it's still coming from the same source. So we have that capability. Those gifts, those abilities are part of our divine nature. The thing is, it's been because our path has been diverted away from that. A lot of us have forgotten this, and I'm sure that was encouraged too. This sort of like mass amnesia has been encouraged, and also the, there's just a lot of different ways that they've been kind of distorting everything. That's the word I was looking at before. They distort everything, including sexuality. That's funny to me that they would even do that. Cause honestly, a soul doesn't have a sexuality.
Yeah.
It just is. Okay. It's kind of silly, but everything they do is silly. Like, you know, these, the lies that they create that we're somehow disconnected, we're somehow, we're alone in the universe. Things like that are just so absurd on the face of it. But, you know, it's serving a purpose, as I say. You know, this kind of came up with a friend of mine the other day. He's talking about this. We're all in the hero's journey. According to this is the modern narrative, right, that we can relate to it. But in order for you to be a hero, you need to have an opponent. Someone or something has to oppose you, your path. And, you know, typically, though, it's just us. We're just standing in our own way, that really there is no one there's nothing that can prevent us from achieving our true potential, except ourselves.
Yeah, and the point's been made, Robert, that they must really, the dark forces must really fear us if they go to such efforts to deceive us, to keep us in ignorance about our own true origins and our true potential. I mean, imagine just like this mass consciousness of all these people suddenly developing metaphysical powers, and with the spiritual background behind it, not having powers and having no ethics, no morals, no spiritual foundation, right? Because that's scary, that concept alone. But so they've had to detune us from who we really are and then feed us all this nonsense. Like, you just were talking about the genders. Now they're screaming at us for misgendering people, and there's all these different genders, and we have to be respectful. And the funny thing is, if you're not aware of that narrative, they start screaming at you, and then it turns into high emotion and high drama, and they want to keep us in the lower R complex of existence, of base, primordial, impulsive emotions, instead of being able to plug into this higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's a distraction, confusion. It's all about control, manipulation. It's only going to last a little bit longer, though. And then it's just going to, the whole system is going to overload. Like you're saying, these waves of energy are amplifying everything, including the dark side. And they can only handle so much before they just, an amplifier blows up at some point. The system overloads and it just blows. But those of us who have no resistance to these waves of energy, the loving, benevolent waves that are coming, it's just going to increase our connectivity or conductivity. Our connection is going to increase, and our abilities will increase accordingly. And, like I said, it's going to seem miraculous. I don't think we're acquiring new abilities as much as we're just restoring what was always there. Our divine birthright. We have some pretty amazing abilities that were just inherent in our nature that have been switched off. So that's that. Like I said, it's going to be, and I'm not sure that they really fear us as much as they just simply fear losing control of us, because we are a resource for them. It's not just the energy. It's the fact that we can create things for them, usually, again, under false pretenses. For example, nuclear weapons.
Yes.
And nuclear energy. There was a small group of men who were convinced by the dark side that this actually was going to be beneficial for mankind. In fact, it's been the opposite. But they did it. They created it, and under false pretenses. They are serving the dark side by doing that. They are not protecting a nation. They're not protecting the planet. They're not protecting humanity or anything else. They're just serving the dark side. So, that's just one example.
Well, we've reached the end of a fascinating first segment with our guest, Robert Stanley. Robert, can you give our listeners your website again?
Sure, unicusmagazine.com, unicusmagazine.com.
And this is James Bartley. You've been listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. If you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.